Thursday, May 7th, 1981, was not a banner day for the Boston Celtics.
Boston right now is 1 of 7 from the field. They now trail 10-2 in this game.
It was Game 2 of the NBA Finals, and the Houston Rockets outplayed the Celtics from the outset. In the first quarter, Boston's all-star center, Robert Parrish, went to the bench with foul trouble. He stayed there most of the game. Rockets center Moses Malone dominated. Celtics backup Rick Roby tried everything he could to stop him. Only a Game's Gary Wallach remembers that game fondly.
At the time, I was a skinny college freshman living a few miles west of the old Boston Garden. Alone in my room, I watched Game 2 on my tiny color TV. The refs had swallowed their whistles, and Moses Malone was turning Rick Roby and the entire Celtics front line inside out. Malone ended the game with 31 points and 15 rebounds. That loss hurt. Food should help, I say to myself. I walk across Beacon Street and order the usual, medium with sweet onions, at the local pizza joint. I drop a quarter into the jukebox. Then the front door opens. This guy walks in. He's about 6'11". He's wearing an ankle-length fur coat. His 10-gallon hat is decorated with a ridiculous arrangement of feathers and Western-style buckles. It's Rick Roby, who I had just watched on TV getting beaten up by Moses Malone and jobbed by the refs. I stifle a smile. He approaches the counter and orders 2 extra-large cheeseburger subs with everything and a large pizza. These were the days well before the team-sponsored post-game buffet. "Hey, Rick," I say. He nods hello from under the brim of his spectacular hat. "What the heck went wrong tonight?" I ask. He shrugs. "I mean, Moses Malone played the entire 48 minutes and was called for just 1 foul," I say. "You had 4 fouls coming off the bench." "Well," Roby says in his Kentucky drawl, "the refs know he's the big star, and I'm just the backup center." We chat a little more. He's very pleasant for a guy whose team has just lost a big game. He picks up his order, tips his ridiculous hat, smiles, and he's gone. Over the years, I've wondered if Rick Roby remembered our conversation.
Well, I really don't.
I have to admit that I'm not surprised he didn't remember me after all these years. But he did remember Game 2 of the 1981 NBA Finals.
It was a game, I think, that we ended up losing at home, correct?
Correct. And he also recalled something about the refs being just a bit unfair that night.
In the league, you know, sometimes the big stars can get away with a little bit more than the guys that, you know, are not in the headlines every day.
Roby also acknowledges, somewhat reluctantly, his 1981 fashion choices.
You know, Burb, McHale, and I, we all, last time we were down to Texas, we all bought these hats, and obviously I must have worn it because of Houston, so.
Do you still have it?
No, I don't. And I don't have the fur coat either, so.
It's probably a good thing, I think.
That's a good thing.
And there's another thing Roby remembers about that game. It happened at halftime. No one watching on TV could have known. It involved fiery Celtics head coach Bill Fitch.
Bill Fitch is really in pain. Sciatic nerve in his back. He limps around. He says, "I've just really been in agony."
Fitch, a former Marine drill instructor, suffered from back pain that postseason. He bellowed at his players and at the refs even more than usual.
Well, that was the way Bill was. You know, he had a real strong personality, and we weren't playing the right way that night. Fitch that day finally said, you know, it was time for me to step in here and try to get people playing. Fitch came into the locker room, probably as mad as I've ever seen him. He shattered a chalkboard.
After the game, some beat writers saw the remains of that chalkboard with some of the Celtics' plays still drawn up on it. The story made the papers the next morning. When I read about it, I appreciated all the more how friendly Roby had been with me right after the loss.
You see 2 seconds, one, and the world champion, the Boston Celtics.
But things turned out just fine for Rick Roby and his teammates. The Celtics won the 1981 NBA Finals 4-2. Roby even ended up with the Game 6 ball.
I have the actual ball when the buzzer went off. I stuffed it in my gym bag, and then I had read all back, the whole team and all the coaches signed it. And I can always say I have Larry Bird's first championship ball sitting on my shelf.
Things turned out okay for me, too. After many more pizzas with onions, I graduated. The pizza shop is no longer there, which is too bad. But now I sometimes get to talk with people about the NBA Finals and silly hats and chance meetings too weirdly wonderful to ever forget.
That's Only a Game's Gary Wallach.